Well, we're going to do another song for you here from our Longing for Heaven record, and this is called Cecil Roberts' Hand. Now, that's a pretty strange name for a song. You know, why? Who is Cecil Roberts, and why would we be inclined to sing about his hand? Well, it happened like this. Back in 2009, we got a phone call from a woman named Stella Morris from Eastern Kentucky, whose husband Bud had died in a coal mining accident. And she asked us if we would come sing at the unveiling of a memorial that she had raised to him and the other fellas who had died in that accident. And we were pretty nervous about it, never having done anything like that. But we said, sure, we would. So we went up there to Eastern Kentucky, and we did our part. We were very relieved to sit down. And then a gentleman came up to the podium. And if you had had the sound turned off, you would have thought that you were at a Baptist revival. Because his hair was straight up in the air. His face was beet red. He was sweating from head to toe. And he was swinging his arm like this. And he had fire in his eyes. And when you turned the sound on, he was speaking about the safety of workers across the world. And his name was Cecil Roberts. And he's the president of the United Mine Workers of America. And I thought, wow. See, being from a coal mining family, that was an exciting event to meet that person. So we met and shook hands and had a picture made and whatnot and went home. And I thought, I wonder if there's a song in that fella. You all beware, because if you come talk to me, I could have the same designs on you. And you. But anyhow, people in my family have learned to be very careful what they say around me. So, because it might be going around to libraries across the country pretty soon. So, well, anyhow, I didn't have to wait long to make a decision about that, because 2 weeks later we got a phone call and they said, ma'am, this is the UMWA. President Roberts really liked those songs you sang down there in Eastern Kentucky, and he would like for you to come and sing at his inauguration in Morgantown, West Virginia. He's been reelected. And I said, ooh. Oh, so I tried to be very cool about it on the phone. You know, I said, well, that sounds lovely. I'll just check our calendar and get back. And then I got off the phone and, you know, started screaming, and Billy had to come and make sure I wasn't stabbed or something. And so it was wonderful. We went up there. Once again, we were very nervous, but I had decided now this was a research project. So, you know, we sat down, and once again, there he comes up, and his hair straight up in the air, his face is beet red, sweat from head to toe, the arm is swinging, the fire is in the eyes, and I said, that's it, this man is getting a song. So, he always mentions his two favorite community organizers, you know, when he gives a speech, and they are Martin Luther King Jr. and Jesus. So I said, well, they'll have to be characters in his song. So somewhere on the way home in Eastern Kentucky in the middle of the night, while I'm laying in the Airstream, I wake up and in my head it says, send us the fire in Cecil Roberts' hand. Send us the fire in his hand. And the song just went on from there. And so go back to sleep with the diesel engines humming. And then the next day on the way home to Nashville, we wrote the melody in the car. And we got home and we recorded the song and we sent it to him. And I said, whew, I'm at peace now. This is over. Because when you have a song that you want to write, it can be a stress on you. You know, you just want to get it out there. And so we did. But that was not the end of the story, because about 2 weeks later, we got a phone call and they said, ma'am, this is the UMWA. President Roberts really liked that song that you sang for him, and he would like for you to sing at the 53rd International UMWA Convention in Las Vegas. And I said, oh my gosh, we're going to heaven. This is exciting. This is exciting. You know? It was. I couldn't believe it. My six-year-old vision of heaven, and it was coming true. But I do have to say that the shampoo at the Mirage Hotel was divine. And my hair, it was truly divine shampoo. My hair looked so good for so long. And it's the only place I've ever been in my life where you could buy the mattress that you slept on. It was very, but we opted out of that because, of course, we had a lot of luggage with all these instruments and such. Anyhow, we got to sing this song for over 800 Union coal miners and their family, which was a really great honor. And though I'm not aware of any coal miners here with us today, if there is, there are any, I appreciate your work, but I am also aware of workers. There are workers everywhere in here. Even these little children do their work every day, and they learn, and they create, and they grow, and their moms, and their dads, and their grandmas, and their friends. You've all done work your whole lives. You've nursed, you've taught, you've researched, You've brought happiness to other people. You were there when somebody needed you, and that's all work. And so this song is just as much for you all as it is for President Roberts. It's for the working person. So we thank you with this song.